Welcome to Turn In Your Hymnal To. I'm Rex Bridges, and today we'll be looking into the background story of Break Thou the Bread of Life. Break Thou the Bread of Life, 1877. If Mary A. Lathbury had not done such an excellent job in writing a Vesper hymn for use at the Chautauqua, New York religious conferences, she would not have been asked to write what has become one of the best hymns about the Bible in all hymnody. She had served in an editorial capacity for Reverend John H. Vincent when he was secretary of the Methodist Sunday School Union, and through him she became associated with the Chautauqua movement. Thus it was she spent the summer of her 35th year at the Summer Assembly Ground on beautiful Lake Chautauqua in the Finger Lakes region of western New York State. William F. Sherwin, director of music, and his assistant, George Stebbins, little dreamed that that particular summer of 1877 would be one of the most fruitful of their lives. At Bishop Vincent's request, Miss Lathbury wrote the well-known evening hymn, Day is Dying in the West, for which Mr. Sherwin immediately composed his equally famous tune, Chautauqua, Evening Praise, to which her stanzas are universally sung. A more perfect wedding of words and music would be hard to find. Becoming instantly popular, this hymn has found its way into most of the hymnals of English-speaking Christendom. Because the Chautauqua Literary and Scientific Circle had sponsored study classes, which were becoming increasingly popular, Bishop Vincent was encouraged to suggest to the, quote, lyrist of Chautauqua, unquote, that she and Mr. Sherwin collaborate on another new hymn for this organization. Quote, they emphasize the study of the Bible as well as related fields such as archaeology, ancient history, science, literature, and philosophy, he explained. The president of the group asked me to make this request of the two of you, he added, so the members can use their new hymn in connection with their morning class sessions, unquote. When Mr. Sherwin agreed to compose the music, Miss Lathbury could not turn the director down. There was a dearth of good hymns about the Bible, the poet soon learned. Bishop Howe had written, O Word of God Incarnate, 10 years earlier in 1867, but Reverend Washington Gladden was not to pen his hymn, Behold a Sower from Afar, until 1904. It was her good fortune to fasten upon a theme that had not yet been developed in hymns about the Bible, that of, quote, Christ the bread of life, breaking for his children the living bread of his book, just as he broke the physical bread for the hungry by the shores of the Galilean lake centuries ago, unquote. With that idea in mind, the talented, quote-unquote, poet laureate wrote several stanzas, the first of which contained these lines. Break thou the bread of life, dear Lord, to me, as thou didst break the loaves beside the sea. Beyond the sacred page I seek thee, Lord. My spirit pants for thee, O living word. Mr. Sherwin rose to the occasion with a tune he named significantly, Bread of Life. While the poet wrote widely on a variety of subjects, and the musician composed many other tunes for hymns and songs, they are remembered today for the unusual collaboration of that summer of 1877, which produced the two Chautauqua hymns, Day is Dying in the West and Break Thou the Bread of Life. Although the latter has often been misused as a communion hymn, it is found in the section on the Holy Scriptures in most hymnals today, and continues to be the favorite hymn about the Bible in the hearts of millions who cherish and study the Word of God. And by most of them, it will be sung reverently, prayerfully, and enthusiastically on the second Sunday in December, which has been designated Universal Bible Sunday.
Beyond the sacred page,
This has been Rex Bridges, reading from Living Stories of Famous Hymns by Ernest K. Emurian. Copyright 1955 by Baker Bookhouse Company. Used by permission of Baker Bookhouse Company.